Good morning. Welcome to worship. It is a joy to have you with us in worship on this All Saints Day, whether you are here in person or whether you are joining us on YouTube streaming. It is a blessing, and so blessings to you. A few announcements about our life as congregation before we begin our worship. Today, please do join us for coffee hour. It is on Zoom. Check your e-blast for the link. That will start immediately after the service, so please join in to greet one another. We will also be having Sunday school at 11 o'clock on Zoom. Confirmation class is at 11:15. Confirmation is at 11 o'clock, and Sunday school is at 11:15 on Zoom. You should have the links if you are involved. If not, please do check with the church office. There are still some Thanksgiving bags. Hopefully, you are able to get those and help out those in need. They are available here in worship today, and during the week, we'll also be here to come in and pick them up at the church office. For other announcements, make sure to check your weekly e-blasts on Tuesday and Friday. There's so much information there on the things that are going on. And so with that, let us now return to our baptisms and prepare ourselves for a time of confession to begin our worship. I invite you to rise or kneel as you are able. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors or families or friends as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us. Free us from the urge to speak with haste, offending those we fail to fully understand. Let our words always honor your wondrous love, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, hear the good news. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ,
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated. It is time for the children. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is wonderful to have some time with you, to have some of you with us here in person and some joining on the stream. Today is a special day. It's called All Saints Day. Now, that's a kind of strange name. Do you know what a saint is? A saint is someone that God has chosen and loves. So guess what? We're all saints. Did you know that God has chosen you? God knows you. God knows who you are and cares about you. And the really special thing about All Saints Day is that we remember that when God loves us, it's forever. There might be good times, there might be bad times. God always loves us, no matter what happens. We can't get away from God's love. Even when someone dies, God still loves them and keeps them, with God. And that's a wonderful thing. So we can celebrate, you are a saint. Isn't that cool? You are a saint. Not just some person that out there that you've never met, but you are a saint because God loves you. And that's what we celebrate today, that God loves each and every one of us so very much that God will never, ever lose us. Thank you so much. Thanks be to God. Amen.
The first reading is from the 7th chapter of Revelation. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thank you. keeping faith firm unto death and scorning worldly trust. For now you live, God, and harvest seeds once cast abroad in fears and sighs, see with new eyes the pattern in the seed. The myriad angels raise their song. O saints, sing with that happy throng.
The second reading is from 1 John, the third chapter. A saint is one who has been set apart by God for God's purposes. God, out of divine love, set us apart to be the children of God. Our holy hope is that we shall see God as God really is. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew chapter 5. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite the congregation to be seated. Blessed are the optimistic, for others will feel comfortable around them. Blessed are those who keep their emotions to themselves, for they will not draw attention to themselves. Blessed are the overbearing, for they will get what they want. Blessed are they who have full plates, for they know abundance. Blessed are the ambitious, for others will think they are strong. Blessed are the cynical, for nobody will get the better of them. Blessed are those who keep silent, for they do not rock the boat. Blessed are the famous and those popular with others, for they receive adoration. These, I dare say, are the Beatitudes of this world. They are a list of what the world tells us it looks like to be a blessed person. I think all of us tend to think this way much of the time. It's what we feel deep down it looks like to be blessed. To be blessed, so we think, means to have the things you have always wanted, to have the things be easy and things go your way. To be blessed in our minds means to be respected and envied by others. To be blessed, we are sure, means to stay away from strong emotions that might make others uncomfortable, but instead be graceful and mild. To be blessed, we are told, means going after what you want, no matter the costs, and getting it. And if you have managed to do all that, the world says you are a blessed person. To be blessed means to be the ideal person that everyone else should emulate, that everyone on social media wishes they could be. And let's be honest, we all think this way, at least some of the time. We want the world to go our way. We want lives of abundance. And that's part of what stings when things go sideways. When you do your best, but it's not enough. When you express your feelings and others get upset by it. When you encounter the times of grief in life and the world says, get over it. It's time to move on. If being blessed means getting the best things in life and having eternal happiness, then when things are not going well, we must not be blessed, we think. We might even see ourselves as cursed. But we can't even say that out loud, because then we're being pessimistic and bringing everyone else down. This blessing business doesn't feel fair. Why does it have to be so perfect to be blessed? Well, the crowds at the Sermon on the Mount might not have had exactly the same definition of being blessed that our culture does today, but it was not too far off. To be blessed certainly meant to have the finer things in life, to have everything go your way. Now, most of the people in this crowd, the disciples that were there, probably did not have any of those finer things. But still, they were sure that being blessed by God meant having those good things, things that were beyond their reach, that they could never be blessed. Everyone believed it. Most religious teachers told them that having the good things is what it meant to be blessed by God. And yet, as Jesus got up to preach and to talk about God's blessings, he says something completely different. What he had to say may be too familiar to us now, so we miss just how radical it is, it was and still is to this day. He said that God's blessing was not known in having abundance and being envied by others. God's blessing is known in the struggles of life. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They shall see God.
Jesus is saying God's blessing comes into the real lives of people, the real experiences that we have, not that ideal life that we, or the face that we show to the public, not our image of perfection and blessedness. And life is not easy. It's full of surprises and challenges. It's full of ups and downs, hard times. God's blessing comes down into the parts of life that we don't want to admit that we have. The crowd that was gathered around him were not people the world would say is blessed. They were people who had known hardship, known sorrow, known rejections. And yet Jesus calls them blessed. They are blessed because God's blessing is not the blessing that this world gives. It's not what this world thinks of as blessing. God's blessing is to see and know the kingdom of heaven, to see God's presence. Jesus is not talking about beyond this world here in this passage. He's talking about seeing the true reality of God now. God is present with us, bringing forth love and connection and the abundance of life out of the chaos that surrounds us. Yet in our busyness, striving for ourselves, striving for those things that we think are blessings, striving to be the image of what everyone expects, we miss what God is doing. We focus on our own picture of what blessing is, and we fail to see the reality of the kingdom of heaven. God's blessing is in the love shown in comforting someone who grieves. God's blessing is shown in the grief itself, because grief comes out of love for something no longer available to us, out of love for someone we have lost. And we know today many people are here gathered with us who are grieving loss of loved ones. That grief is a sign of love, and all love comes from God. God's blessing is seen in standing up for the needs of others, for this too is a sign of love. God is at work around us, creating that love and that connection in a world that tries to pull us apart. Blessed are you who have experienced that pulling apart and yet see that love. Too often, though, we miss it. And so God's blessing is in opening our eyes to the importance of those connections, to the depths and reality of love that is around us. And when our eyes are open to this, we see that this love for others is what truly brings meaning to life, to our lives. And so God's blessing is making us truly alive to that which is really important, to be full of a life of loving others and to experiencing that love between us, whether family members, church community, into our larger community, to see this world as a world of love. And the fact is, love is risky. It hurts when we lose a loved one. But that love also makes the experience of life meaningful and worthwhile. And so in this way, God's blessing is to give us a full life, a life full of emotions and ups and downs and being with us there in all of it. A life of love is a life of passion, a life of value. God is the God of love, the God of life. And that means that nothing can stop the power of life, the power of love that God gives. God is the fount of love that fills this world that we see even in our difficult times. And so even death is not a barrier to the life and love that God creates. And so we have this promise that the connections and meanings and blessing that we experience in the world is but a foretaste of the continued love that flows from God. It is a glimpse of that eternal fount of love and life that flows from God, that nothing, nothing can stop that flow. It's like a bit of water. Once it gets into a building, there's nothing you can do to stop it. It will keep coming. Even more so, God's love is like a torrent that we miss too often because we're busy with ourselves. And yet in our struggles, we see it. Our connection in love does not end with death. Our connections endure because God endures all things. And so we will continue to see God's love, God's care, God's acceptance, God's life in all we do. This is God's blessing. We grieve now at the losses we feel. That grief is real. And yet the connections and love that God brings endures into eternity. In God, the saints are not lost. They are fully embraced in God's love, and it is a blessing that in our grief, we glimpse the eternal power of that love. So blessed are those who struggle out of love for others, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Amen.
Blessed are they, the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they, full of sorrow, they shall be consoled. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you. Rejoice!
Amen. I invite you to kneel or stand as you're able for our time of prayer. Longing for Christ's reign to come among us, we pray for the outpouring of God's power on the church, the world, and all in need. We pray for those convalescing, homebound, and all affected by isolation, for our first responders, military members and their families, doctors, nurses, medical technicians seeking a cure, all essential workers, those working tirelessly serving their neighbors and keeping us safe. Today, we especially pray for Kathy Roberts, Susan Hallbecker, Mike Barbaccio, Denise Logan, Jackie Brennan, and the family of Lucy Pelumskaya, and those we name now silently in our hearts or aloud on our lips. Bring healing and relief to all and give us hope in the promise of new and eternal life where pain and suffering will be no more.
Our silent response today is, "Your mercy is great." Lord of all the saints, we praise you for evangelists and martyrs whose sacrifices witness to your gospel across time and space. Inspire us by their courage to carry our faith to new people and places around us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord of every place, the universe proclaims your greatness from generation to generation. Bless the work of naturalists, conservationists, and park rangers who train our attention to the wonders of the world you have made. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord of every nation, guide this country, red states and blue states, rural voters and urban voters, young and old, as we share in another national election. Kindle our hearts eager to understand our common needs and seek our common good. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord of every blessing, your Son's blessing came to those living with poverty, grief, hunger, thirst and persecution. Shape our vision of the saints to match his own. Awaken in us your call to serve all who suffer. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord of every venture, anoint us with the missionary spirit of the early church. Bless all new missions of our synod. Empower testimony from new communities of faith to shape a diverse witness to your saving power. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord of every time, countless are the multitudes you have called by name and gathered to yourself. Comfort us as we grieve those who have died in the past year. Gunther Kiel. Annalise Schultz. Herb Hopkins. Raymond Fossack. John Beiser. John Fisher. And Maria Ketsushima. In faith, may we join with them in ceaseless praise. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, until that day when you gather all creation around your throne, where you will reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share a sign of that peace in person via electronic means. Peace to you. And now let us pray using the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Live your lives in Christ, rooted and built up in him, and abound in thanksgiving. And the blessing of the Holy Trinity, one God, be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
A couple of reminders. Please take your bulletin with you as you depart from the sanctuary by any of the rear doors. Observe social distancing and move to the parking lot where you can safely greet each other outside. Beloved of God, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.